the attitude at the checkpoint and how they go about. Like, we have had customers come out and they say, where are you going? Dailies? I have an account up there. Right, this is the last time you're getting out, because see, next week, you're not being allowed out. You know, it's the attitude that's coming across that seems to be... Now, set the checkpoint up outside. People will tell you, I live outside that checkpoint and have family and Lifford, as opposed to vice versa. But I like to think everybody is doing their best. I don't have a concern with the checkpoints. The checkpoints are there to help and advise us and point us in the right direction. As I'm trying to get through to you, it's the attitude of the checkpoints and how they're talking to people. We're being made to feel like children. We're locked in our own county. The guards there, and look, all guards doing a great job, but some of them just have a wrong attitude. Like, we have children that go into school in Strabane, vice versa, here in Lifford. And it's a case of, you pass the checkpoint down there in the bridge, take your school in into school in the morning. There's no police at the other side with checkpoints. We're being made to feel like Donegal's wrong. You shouldn't be leaving your county. You shouldn't be doing this. But as I said earlier, these two towns are married. These two towns are interact for years with different stuff. Like, so I know if both areas go into lockdown, but like back in March where we had the 5K rule, like these two towns were married. And it's a case of 5K was still allowing you to go on because you might have had family in there, vice versa. So it's just, I don't know where it's going to end up.